Welcome, welcome to Super S Anime Podcast. I am your host, Dustin, here with Lindsay, of course.
Of course.
Lindsay, I fucking hate Google. Just say, hate them. Hate these bastards. I don't know why Google loves to introduce things, cancel things. They're like, hey, do you find that useful and helpful? Well, we created three of them, so the one that you like, we're just going to go away from it because of branding and such. And anyway, that's neither here nor there. How have you been, Lindsay?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's summer.
Do you want to get the serious business out of the way first?
Okay.
So as probably the vast majority of anime fans know, and because the multinational world has covered it. Multinational world? God, what is wrong with me? That's why I don't do serious, Lindsay. I can't talk. Kyoto Animation, which is known for things like Violet Evergarden, and is also, as I learned, one of the few animation studios that pays a salary rather than pays per like a frame, which is what the others do. I'm just gonna say he has some sort of mental illness. Some gentleman with mental illness went in and set the place on fire, and I believe the last it I saw was killed 33 and injured 36 people.
I heard 34 this morning.
Oh, okay, so perhaps someone else did not make it, which is very unfortunate. The Sentai Films, which works closely with him, and I guess is based in Houston, Texas, and had no idea. They started a GoFundMe page for them. They've already raised the goal to a new amount, and then also it's already surpassed that newly raised goal. Right now it's getting close to $2 million raised for them, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, you can go to gofundme.com/help-koianime, basically Kyoto Animation abbreviated, dash heal, or I'm sure you can just search for Kyoto Animation on GoFundMe and you'll find it. So I too plan on donating. I mean, the campaign's just going to be going for a while since it just started anyways, but you have any excess funds that you'd like to donate to them? I'm sure it'd really help because it's not like the biggest animation studio, and this is obviously going to be a huge blow to their production. So, and just the loss of lives, you know, helping anyone with funeral arrangements and such is a blessing in its own, because that shit is just outrageous and crazy. And I'm sure, you know, 34 people didn't wake up that day expecting to lose their lives. So our thoughts are with them and whatnot. That's why I don't do the serious stuff, Lindsay.
You did well.
Thank you. So anime, Lindsay.
Where to start?
Yeah, well, especially after that, I should save that for the end, but no one listens to the end, so you know, had to. Do you want to? Let's just go into Miru Tights. That's the only way you can follow something serious is with Miru Tights.
Which is
getting
serious itself.
I said early on, I don't know what the fuck's going on with this show. So we briefly talked, well, we vaguely talked about episode 7, which took the show to an entirely different level. And then has kind of stayed there.
Yes.
It was just like, oh, is the show innocent? Is it just for people with fetish? And then episode 7 was just like, innocence lost. And I was like, oh my God. So I'm going to kick it to Lindsay because things like these are better covered by Lindsay's words.
Oh dear. Okay. Episode 7 stars the teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, I called a sexy teacher before.
That is true, you did. And there is a boy who's not doing very well.
He's quite distracted.
Yeah, and I think by teacher, isn't he?
Yes, definitely. Definitely by the teacher. Yeah.
So she makes him stay behind, what, to take a makeup test or something?
I think she just wants to talk to him about why he's distracted.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, yeah, right. Like, I'm going to tell you.
But and she figures it out.
And then she does figure it out. What does she do, Lindsay? Do you remember?
I believe she slips off her shoe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then slips her foot on his lap. And
what? When you say
way up,
I mean, she goes for the twig and berries like instantly, Lindsay. I don't think she like the animation showed it as like a guess where this is going. But we all knew. Yeah, she fiddles with his junk with her foot. She's got a weird foot fetish and he's got a weird tight fetish. And they're the perfect domestic girlfriend couple.
But then he wakes up.
Yeah.
And was it all a dream?
Not when he sees his cum-filled pants and his shirt untucked.
Untucked. And isn't she rearranging her clothes?
Mm-hmm. She's just like, you were great, baby. Smacks him on the butt, sends him on his way.
Yep.
Yeah, no, he totally just like passed out while his teacher banged him. Maybe or something, or they were just like, we can't show that, so we'll show it this way. You know, we know, but we'll pretend this guy doesn't know, but we know. And later, when he pees funny, he'll know, he'll fucking know. And yeah, that's when we were just like, oh man, maybe we should have waited a week to cover this one.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know it was just going to be like, I mean, at first it's like, okay, yeah, it's like fetishy.
Yes. Yeah. Like
but
I said.
But it was like, I don't know.
It was, it was still very uncomfortably fetishy for me where I was like, it's very clear what this is. It's a fetish.
Well, I mean, number one, the first episode, it was, you know, girls had wet tights.
Which I'm sure is part of the fetish, Lindsay.
And then episode three, girls had runs in their tights. And then episode seven, we're banging a teacher.
Which leads us to episode eight, which I want to note that Lindsay has to cover this show every time there is an episode. We covered mirror tights. I gotta talk about this shit. This is my therapy session. I'm logging in.
So episode eight, one of the girls. The working girl. Her feet hurt.
They do.
And so her, I think the long-haired friend.
The cosplayer, yes.
Yes.
The one I worry about in the future.
So she'll rub her foot that her parents went to like some kind of foot salon and had this done and
yeah.
Feel it'll hurt so good.
It will hurt so good. No truer words have been spoken by Lindsay.
And so she just gives her, I guess, a very intense foot rub. And the girl is just, I guess if you look at it from the teacher's point of view, who is exiting her classroom after just banging her student, it might look like they were up to something and they needed to be more discreet.
See, I interpreted that this was a different day and the teacher might have been banging a different person or have been waking up from, you know, after sex nap or something. But there's definitely, you know, the friend helps her rub one out. via her feet. And they're quite loud. And the teacher's like, get a room.
Well, the girl's get a room, on the you two. Desk. The girl's on the desk. And then there the was other a girl lot bending of... over. So her head's. Yeah.
And there was a lot of sweat. Oh, yeah. No, her head was down. It definitely looked like someone was having an all-you-can-eat buffet. And then episode 9, this is another one. The minute Lindsay watched, she's like, are we covering Miru tights? And I was just like, save it. Just save it.
Which one was? Is this the table one with the cat?
Yes, where it's... First of all, brilliant animation on this show all the time. This is all from the perspective of the cat, which should probably tell you everything you need to know because the show is all about tights. So how do we show these tights from the cat's perspective?
With a pussy.
With a pussy, yes. Who?
A pussy cat, of course.
Yes, a pussy cat who definitely knows where the pussy is. So,
they're studying over at the cosplayer's house, and she's got one of those fancy tables with the heater under him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cold, apparently.
Of course, it has to be for this episode.
And Kat is underneath there and wants to stay snuggly warm, but has great shots of everybody, of the two girls sitting under the table.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, they're a little ladylike, and then they become less and less ladylike.
Well, and they also begin fighting over the cat because the friend wants the cat, and the owner of the cat is basically just spitefully keeping the cat away from her. So,
well, not till she runs to her, right?
Yeah,
because it's still like the cat just getting.
Yeah, and then the cat,
for lack of a delicate way to say it, pussy shot right there.
That's why she's not talking about the cat, everybody.
Nope.
Yeah. It took panty shot to a whole new level. I'm sure people were like, ah, brilliant. Fucking taking notes right now. Taking notes.
And then the cat decides to. That's where she wants to sit.
Yes.
So the camera just goes closer and closer and closer.
Mm-hmm.
Into the void.
Into the void. And then what's become my favorite episode, I think, episode 10. I mean, the cat one and the teacher one, they're pretty high up there. But the brother episode, I think this is the rich girl. Has to be the rich girl.
So not the working girl, the dumb girl.
Yeah.
The swimmer?
The swimmer, yes. Yeah. Is the swimmer, though? I thought the swimmer was the working. No, I guess. The one that flashes. Rich. Yeah, you're right. That is the rich girl. Yeah, the dumb swimmer, rich girl. She's multi-layered, that woman.
Okay, so her brother has a tight fetish. Oh.
It is a tights fetish.
How do you know?
Like most of the audience watching this now. So
yeah. It's a way of letting them know, hey, it's okay. We get you.
We get you. We get you guys. We see what we've done to you.
And so he's looking, instead of studying, he's looking at an adult magazine specializing in tights.
Which apparently they just hand these out to teenage boys in Japan, which I'm very... pissed off about because no one was handing this shit out to me as a child. I wasn't able to just be like, oh, I procured this easily.
Maybe they're just very resourceful.
Whatever. I don't buy that, but whatever, Lindsay. Anyway, so yeah, he's looking at stuff. His dumb sister comes in.
Yep, Ben says it's too hard to clean her own ears, so she wants to clean his ears.
To get satisfaction.
Yeah.
Which I was just like, I wonder if that's foreshadowing. And then I said, of course it is. Duh.
So he begrudgingly agrees.
Yeah.
And she's like, head on lap right now. And then, does she pin him in there? Or that's the other ear?
That's the other ear. Yeah.
Okay.
So he gets a boner while she's just playfully cleaning his ears, saying, "Oh, we used to do this all the time as kids. What's the matter with you?" And he's like, "We're not kids anymore."
I know.
He's staring at her tights a lot, and he's holding his crotch a lot. And I was just like, man, she really is dumb. She is completely clueless.
Turns him over and pins him.
Yeah, between her legs. And swallows.
Pretty far up there.
Swallows
like
his
the
head.
Cat.
Yeah, I was like, oh, here we go. This is cat episode part two.
And you have to be careful when you're sticking things. I mean, she could have ruptured his eardrum.
Oh, yeah. No, that was like they were playing a dangerous game.
Yes.
Dangerous game.
And I thought he even said, "It's your fault. I like tights," or something to that.
Yeah, that was his inner monologue, because it kept switching to him, you know, and yelling it and not yelling it and stuff. So. But yes, yeah, he definitely has a sister fetish for tights. And it's like, I'm like, listen, buddy, I think we all do. These are the best animated tights in the business. So. I'm half convinced they'll make my legs look great. I mean,
yeah. Those tights look really, really great.
They do.
So our newest episode, right?
And our newest episode starts innocently enough, I guess.
right there. Come on.
Oh, I forgot she was yelling that. Yeah. I was focused on what she was doing. Totally didn't get the context. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and she has her face pressed against the glass, almost like she's getting it from behind. And, nope, she's just getting some weird duck bear toy thing from a claw machine.
And it was
it was.
And then she goes and buys a ribbon so she can.
Yeah.
So she could try and make it cute with the ribbon.
She fails because it does not work. And I was like, yeah, we all know what that ribbon's going for.
So she takes it to her friend, the cosplayer, who I guess had given her chocolates for Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Which I thought you're supposed to give to boys.
Well, I think you give it to the person you love, Lindsay.
Well, I thought Valentine's Day was chocolate for boys and White Day is chocolate for girls.
No, flip it.
Do I have
flip
that reverse?
Yeah, that reverse. Oh. White Day is the day boys get chocolate.
Oh,
I think. Yeah, I don't. Okay. You know what? I'm not Japanese. I don't fucking know.
Well, she got chocolates on Valentine's Day. So go working girl. So she got her the duck bear. Thank you.
Duck bear demon. Thank you. Here's your duck bear demon. Happy V-Day.
And happy V-Day indeed. So her friend pins her up against the door and she was like, if you wanted to get me something, you could just give me yourself.
See, that's why she got her chocolates. And it was a wall slam, Lindsay.
Okay.
It was the patented wall slam.
Wall slam and pin.
Well, that's what the wall slam leads to is the pin. You don't just slam the wall and then stand back and be like, yeah, things and stuff. You're supposed to wall slam and stay.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's not a wall slam. Some weird.
All right.
All right. Saying. Otherwise, it's some weird fuck up thing. Anyway.
Well, she had that wall slam down.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure she's done it before.
Yeah, or dreamed about it.
And then she's like, just kidding.
Yeah.
Come inside, I'll make you tea. And then there's her little heated table with the little cat.
And I was like, ooh, we're getting round two. But nope.
And she keeps thinking about, you know, you could just give me yourself. And she's like, oh, I'm going to tease her. I'm going to have some fun. So I'm going to wrap the ribbon. At first, very innocently on my head. And then I'm going to.
Well, because she has a flash of an idea. And then they tease you and go, aha, just a bow on the head.
And then let's get started on the lakes. Oh, yeah. But she did it wrong. But she'll go back and fix them after she does the rest.
I don't know how she was going to go back and fix it. Like, I didn't even know how she was doing that. It was just like, how did you mess this up? I don't understand. You wrap it around a leg. How did you? The fuck's happening here? Yeah, it was very bondage-y. Flash fan art-ish, because I see plenty of characters that end up just in red ribbons, and I'm just like, is this a thing? Is this like the cat girl thing? You make them a cat girl, a bunny girl, or a red ribbon wrap thing? Okay. You know what? Whatever.
Tight bondage.
Tights. Yeah, tight ribbon bondage.
And yeah, she tries to get up, all tangled up, falls on the bed.
And can't move.
When friend re-enters. Oh, yeah. Arms tied behind her head.
Oh, yeah. It was very... I mean, it was doing it for me. I'll say that. I was just like, okay.
I like where this is going. Struggled, the ribbon gets all tight on her boobs.
Yep. Kept getting tighter in the right places.
Yep. And apparently her friend took that as an invitation.
Well, she says Happy Valentine's Day very timidly, but...
Well, she goes, Happy Valentine's. Help me.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'll help you.
And then we look at the cat while she says, no, no, not there. Not there. Not there. But where? Where, Lindsay? Where? The feet again? I think it's the feet again.
Yeah.
No, I think they had some oral shenanigans.
Oh, wow, that cosplay girl.
That's why I worry about her in the future. She's going to get chlamydia. And then spread it. Like a lot. Just an oops after every time. Oops. Oops. Sorry about that. Oops. Here we go again. Oops.
So, wow, mirror tights.
Yeah, I think we only have one more episode. I was trying to wait, but it just seemed like Lindsay just really needed to get this out of her.
It's like, what is this turned into?
Yeah, she was like, what am I watching? And I was like, is it like the wrong file or something? I don't know. She's like, I guess I should have asked this earlier. And I was just like, oh, yeah. Yeah. You're way too late.
Yeah, it just took a turn and really has stayed there.
Well, I mean, it started on a turn. It just kind of got a lot sharper, the turn.
It was just like, how much can we push? Okay, we're just going to push really hard right now. See what the response is.
It does not air on, like, normal television, so they can kind of do whatever they want. So, yeah. Well, for myself, I will be continuing my first episode coverage because I watched the rest of the stuff that had not aired before we recorded. And so there's quite a bit to cover, Lindsay. There's quite a bit to cover.
There was quite a bit.
Figure I'll go cover a couple and then you can go and then I'll go a couple and then we'll cover the other one. Our new episode by episode coverage. We'll save that for the end just to tease the audience. So you ready to hear about Copcraft?
I am.
Copcraft. Real cops all the time. No. All right. So. Fairies open. Fairies.
Okay.
And other magical type creatures that look kind of maybe like elves, I guess. I don't know. They open a portal to Earth and it somehow creates an island in between like Hawaii and Japan, I guess. And it becomes a utopia where people from all races go there to hang out. There was a war at some point that we're told about, but not shown. And so now there's cops that deal specifically with the other world, the fairy world. I'm just going to call it the fairy world because it's all about, the story is all about a missing fairy. So I'm just going to call it that.
So are the policemen fairies too?
No, they're humans. But so it starts off, they're doing this like sting operation. You think they're buying drugs. They're like, here's the money, where's the goods? And they show this fairy and it's like, yeah, this is a royal fairy. And apparently people make drugs out of fairy dust. This is their story, not mine. Okay.
Do they have to kill the fairy?
I don't know. We haven't gotten that far. Oh. I assume no, but I assume that what they do to the fairy isn't like pleasant for the fairy. But so everyone's really likes this drug. So.
And royal fairies make the best fairy dust.
Oh yeah, they make good shit. It's like getting the best heroin. So.
It's like Slurm.
Oh yeah, no, way worse than Slurm. It's like if Slurm's brother was heroin and they had a baby and it was all inbred and shit, it'd be this fairy dust drug.
So, okay.
So they arrest the guys. One of them, his demeanor changes. He gets taken over by a wizard or some shit and kills this one guy's partner. And the guy gets away because he's like, the guy was like dead or something. He was like technically a necromancer, I guess, now that I think about it.
Oh.
And so then the guy that survives, huh?
Are they all humans except for the fairies?
No, there's like that. Think of there's the fairies are really tiny, and then there's like elf people. They all have pointed ears. They don't call them elves, but they're fucking elves. and so then this guy, this cop that we're following, forget his name because they unfortunately didn't help me with this because they make fun of his name a lot. And I'm like, what the fuck's his name? It's like, tell me his name. It's Kai, K-E-I or something. And, K? Yeah, I don't know. Well, see, that's the problem. They make fun of it a lot. So I don't know how the fuck it's actually pronounced within the story, but so he's like, hey, you got to go meet, like a top of the line royal person from one, like the knighthood or something. And he's just like, okay, weird babysitting job. I want to, you know, stay on the case of my dead partner. Fuck you, I don't want to do this shit. And they're just like, yeah, fucking go do it, dude. So he does, and it's like this punk ass like girl, and he doesn't like want to deal with her. So of course they're partners, you know, they're going to be partners. The minute you see her, you're just like, they're going to be fucking partners. Like, how could they not be? And they're on the poster together. So she's like from the Royal Knights Order. She doesn't understand Earth really because she hasn't been there before, and she's there to get the fairy
weird outfit. Is she the one in the weird outfit?
Yeah, where it's like, here's my do-rag that doesn't make any sense and this red clothing and shit. And her clothing changes colors when she, like, cheese up and shit. So you're just like, okay, whatever.
Is she an elf?
She's an elf person. Okay. And so this is my favorite part. So they're like, yeah, you gotta work the case with her. And he's just like, I'm not working with a fucking alien. And they're like, hey, whoa, that's racist. And I was like, no, they're technically she's an alien, and technically you guys are aliens to her. That's proper terminology. I was like, what the? And so apparently the word alien is now racist. And I was like, that's not how it works. If you're going to do this, you got to make up another word and you got to show the context. Like, I'm going to give you your favorite example, Lindsay. Harry Potter, mudblood. The first time you hear that, you're just like, that's stupid. But then they show you through the story why it's offensive and hurts people's feelings and shit like that with Hermione and everything. So you're just like, oh, okay. It gives you it makes the word have mean. When you just go alien, that's racist. It's just like, nah, try again, guys. That didn't fucking work at all. Like, and so like, he's stuck with her. They go investigate some things. And basically it's like this drug, you kind of are like instantly killed by it, but you keep living your life. But this necromancer can just control you in a heartbeat, and that's it. Then you're just dead. Like,
Wait. So everyone likes this drug, but you can only take it once because it kills you?
No. You can keep taking it. It's just that they don't know that they can just instantly be killed and controlled by a necromancer. So you're like, okay.
But he can't kill you and control you if you don't take the drug?
Correct, yeah. I mean, he could still kill you, but I mean, he would have to like kill you then. But like, I'm saying like anywhere, if you've taken the drug, like, so the guy that killed his partner was actually the necromancer. Is this the guy had taken the drug, so the necromancer is instantly able to control him and, you know, use him, so.
Mm.
And then
I'm not on board yet.
Well, I don't know if you'll get more on board. So she's kind of annoying in the second episode. I'll cover it really quick because I mean I think the first episode doesn't do a great job. It's mostly like, hey, here's these two fish out of water, alien. I'm like, oh, racist. You know, that's like kind of it. So that he's like, basically there's just some, there's something bigger going on. There's a reason she needs to get this fairy back, and she like knows this fairy personally, the elf girl. And so you're just like, okay, what's going on there? We don't know yet. So they work the case a little bit, and then he drops her off at her hotel and gets a call from her like 10 minutes later. She's like, I got kicked out of the hotel. He's like, what the fuck? She's like, they wanted my weapon. He was like, fucking give him your weapon. She's like, I wouldn't give up my life to give this weapon. And he was just like, that. He's like, well, have fun at the park. And then just like fucks off from there.
Okay. Is she a detective or a cop? Or she's part of the person with the gun?
No. Well, with a sword, first of all.
Sorry.
No, she's part of the Royal Knights Order. Basically like, not the equivalent of their cops, but well, she defends justice in the fairy world, fairy elf world.
Okay, but she's new to this Utopia island.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she's tracking down the fairy, so.
Okay, so she's tracking down the fairy, but she's not used to these rules because she's from fairyland.
Yeah, and then she keeps making fun of his name, like I said. So eventually, you know, he gives in. He takes her to his place. He puts on a dusk mask thing, and you're just like, what the hell? She's like, what are you doing? And he's just like, I'm allergic to cats. And then you open the door, and he has a cat, and you're just like, what the fuck do you have a cat? Oh, you would love this cat, Lindsay. So, and you also, you're about to fall in love with him because the cat got hit by a guy he was chasing, and he went back and rescued the cat. And now he's just trying to take care of it until someone, you know, takes it off his hands, but no one at the station will. And she's like, you're kind of a softie, aren't you? And he's just like, I'm going to bed. Shut up. Don't let the cat in my room. So, and then he finds out that she's been making fun of his name the whole day and that she knew how to say it. So, and yeah, it's there's some plot to use a fairy bomb to blow up a bunch of like put a bunch of the drug in the air so the necromancer guy can control him.
So is the bomb made of fairies?
No, fairy dust. It's the drug they make off of the fairies. They haven't gone into how they make the drug yet, Lindsay, but.
So, okay, but they're going to make a bomb, and so they're going to give everybody the drug for free?
Well, no, they're just going to hit you. It's not, the intake's differently when you're not taking it like the drug. It's just, it'll have the same effect of the necromancer can control you. That's basically it. Like, they're not really looking to get people high. Like, when the bomb goes off, then he's just going to be like, now I got control over all of you people. So. You're getting real hung up on the drug part. So. They really have a dive. These rules are confusing. Well, it's not my world. It's Copcraft. I love the opening because it's like, what are you doing? Are you trying to be Cowboy Bebop or are you trying to be like Hawaii 5-0? And I get the feeling it's both. And like the voice acting is pretty good. The elf girl, her name's Triana. She's actually like, I don't mind her character. It's a bit like cliche of a character, and so is he, but I don't know, it kind of works. It's just like, I just don't know what the hell this world's doing half the time. I'm like, what? Like, the second episode, she sneaks out to go find the fairy on her own and leaves her sword so he won't find her right away. And I'm just like, what? You want to give that up to go to a hotel? You're going to leave it with this guy? And a diner? In the middle of nowhere, too. This diner is real weird. I was like, how come there's nothing around this diner for, like, miles? Why are you here? How did he not see her just, like, walking away? Because there's nothing here. But whatever. So that's Copcraft.
So you're going to keep watching, or?
I'm two episodes in. I'm kind of committed. It's weird. I hate it sometimes, but other times I'm just like, what are you doing, Copcraft? What are you doing? I'll tell you my favorite first episode due to how horrible it was get ready, everyone. Just buckle up for me saying this title. I'm going to butcher the fuck out of it. Kochioki Wakaki no Bunga. I mean, I know how to say the last part, but I refuse to now since I know how much it offends Sean. So, Sean, if you're listening, it's all your fault. It's all your fault. So this is about the real no Bunga, I guess. And it's basically just a bunch of BL. A bunch of boy love.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very boy love-ish. I was just like...
That was the real Nobunaga?
It's like about him, yeah, I guess. Oh. I don't know. It goes over his, like, battles and stuff and how he takes the name of Oda Nobunga. he's basically like a boy, and then he, like, you see him, he, like, sneaks out with his, you know, his bodyguard slash, like, servant who's the exact same age as him because, you know, you get another kid to do the same, you know, a job of raising another kid because they're the most reliable. And then he goes and he helps bandits, kids, basically his age, rip off his father's treasures that he's taken from barbarian countries. And you're like, okay. But it's real great, Lindsay, because when he gets dressed up to go out, he just unhooks one sleeve. So he's just showing like a lot of boy nipple. And I was just like, what's going on here, guys? What is this? Like, you see a lot of, like, this show has so much, like, I wanted it to be more like the other Nobunga where it was like titties. And this was just like, nah, man, boy nipples, lots of them. Lots of them. Like, there's a swimming scene where all of it, but it was like they had already swam and they were just like in their little, like, you know, loincloth where it's like all wrapped super tight and you just got like a, it's like a thong, that one. Like, him and the servant guy are just like spread out on the riverbank like that. I was like, whoa, what are we doing here, guys? What is happening? And then when he doesn't like what he's being lectured, he just like jumps in the water and the other guy's just like sitting up like awkwardly showing his crotch still. It's like, what's going on? I mean, it did have one cool scene. So the kids eventually get caught because everyone knows that Nobunga's ripping off his own father. And his father's just like, make me the fucking laughingstock, huh? You think this shit's funny?
So the one sleeve boy nipple thing wasn't a great disguise?
No, not at all. Well, he didn't technically get involved in it. He just came up with the plans on how they were going to do it. And I don't know why they always constantly need it. It's like, just keep doing the same fucking gimmick over and over, guys. Like, it seems to work just fine. Drop some chickens, knock over the cart, help, offer to pick it up, skim from the top. Easy. But I don't know. Anyway, so he gets like, they're going to go do one last job because everyone's like catching up on. Well, his shitty brother reveals his like secret stash room. And then his older half-brother, like, covers for him. He's just like, yeah, no, Dad has a bunch of secret rooms here. I'm sure that just wasn't discovered before. And they're just like, oh, yeah, bullshit. It's got all this recent stuff. He's like, oh, yeah, did you know about it before today? And they're like, well, no. And they're like, well, I guess he had some secret fucking rooms. And I was just like, aw, older half-brother, you're cool. Why'd they have to tell me you were half-brother? That seemed irrelevant, but whatever. I was like, younger brother, I thought you were a girl, first of all. And second of all, you suck ass. Okay. He gave you a gun and this is how you betray him? Like, he made his own musket. It was just like, okay, wait, what? Like, how did he just make a musket reading from a book? All right. I guess this guy's, you want me to think he's smart or something? Whatever. But then, like, so the friends get captured because he got abducted and they let him out and they're like, yeah, they're going to kill your friends. And he goes and he kind of stands up to his dad and like puts his finger in the, like, his dad has a gun too. And he's like, puts his finger in the barrel and he's just like, this shit will blow up. He's like, yeah, we'll both be hurt. He's like, yeah, I'd do that for my friends. And then does some speech and shit. And then like his dad's like, okay, put these rats in your care. Tell them, teach them not to nibble off my crops or some shit. Like some dumb analogy that they keep going back to. And I'm just like, this sucks. Move on. And then the dad walks away and he just like falls down to his knees and starts crying. He's like, I never seen daddy like that. I thought he was going to kill me. And I was just like, what the fuck? Real mixed messages here, guys. Real mixed messages. And then he was just back to boy nipples out. And I was like, all right, see you next episode, I guess. I don't know.
Are the boys very pretty?
Oh, they're very pretty. They're very pretty. So, yeah, I don't know, Lindsay. You might like this one. I mean,
probably not.
He's only 15, but, you know, I mean, in anime world, that's like 35. So, probably not. Hey, you haven't seen the boy nipples yet. So. Don't poo-poo it until
do you... they actually draw the nipples?
Oh yeah. I mean,
no, they don't.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they're like, they don't finish the oval, but it's, you're just like, I mean, is that a nipple? That's gotta be a nipple. It's in the nipple spot. Why don't they finish drawing the nipple? This is weird. Like, they weren't like all pointy and shit. They weren't like, yeah, check out my perky boy nipples or anything like that. They weren't like, you know, they're not trying to get arrested or anything. So.
Well, usually they omit them entirely.
No, they did not.
Okay.
They did not, especially on the riverbank. I wish some things had been omitted on the riverbank. I was like, I literally was like, why is this scene here at all? It serves no purpose to the story. It serves no purpose to the characters. It is just eye candy for people that have some BL obsessions going on. So, yeah. No, it needed more women titty sucking and less not.
Are there any women?
Not really. The mom, but she's kind of evil from the sense of it. And, you know, and I thought he had a little sister until that turned out to be wrong. It is narrated by a woman who's just like, that's not the Nobunga I know in the future. And I was just like, what? Are you narrating his past for us? Why are you narrating his past for us? Whatever. So.
Huh. So are you going to keep watching this one?
I don't know. I have, the second episode's already been out and I have looked at it and been like, I think I've seen enough boy nipples. I don't know. I mean, it's no cop craft, okay? I'm just going to say that. It's no cop craft. Do you want to go or do you want me to just... I have several more to go. I feel like I have more this time than last time, but...
Oh, wow. Because you had like 20 last time.
Well, let's see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... seven more to cover of all just new episodes.
A few more.
Okay. Why don't you fuck off a little bit? All right. So I have two Take Me to a Video Game World titles. Do you want the one that has a romantic fist bump or the overbearing mother?
Let's do the fist bump first.
Okay.
I've heard about the mother.
Okay. All right. Isaki Cheat Magician is a title that doesn't make sense because he's called a sorcerer. So.
Oh.
It's,
does he cheat?
Well, okay. So he's whisked away. His childhood friend, he pushes out of the way. He's just like, oh shit, I know what's coming to fucking video game world. And he pushes her out of the way. Like, I'm dead serious.
Wait, like, it starts like that?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't say it, but he totally kind of fucking implies it. Of just like, uh-oh, I think I'm getting whisked away to another world. And I was like, yeah, okay. And she's just like, no, I will let you go alone. And then so she grabs on, so they both get whisked away. You're just like, ooh, twist, two people. There's some summoning thing that goes wrong. By the way, like that's what they kind of start with, is this like woman trying to do this summoning thing, and this guy shows up and kills her bodyguard and is about to kill her when the bodyguard just like stabs him in the leg or something, and he's just like, go finish it or something. So it's like, I don't know, they do the summoning obviously, but it gets fucked up, so because I think they don't land where they're supposed to, so they're just like wandering a field, and he's just like, she's like, where is this? He's like, pretty sure we're in another fucking world. So that's what I was like, hell yeah, another fucking world. And she's just like, nah, this is just somewhere. But my phone doesn't work. And he's just like, yeah, another fucking world. She's just like, and I don't recognize anything. He's just like, God, fuck, I'm telling you. And then a unicorn, like a all black unicorn, shows up and is just like, he looks like he either wants to rape them or kill them and eat them. I'll let you decide, because that's how murderous he looks. I was just like, oh my God, that was a man. We would all be concerned about the characters on the screen right now. Just saying. And so then he's just like, go, as long as you live, I'm okay. And then just like starts running, so the unicorn will chase him. Some other adventurers show up. They kill the unicorn. And you're just like, man, I thought these fuckers would get like magic. It's an evil unicorn. They don't even call it a unicorn, but that's what it was. Oh, all right, you're going to have to look it up while I talk.
I am.
It's fucking murderous, okay? Anyway, so they... that's fine. Yeah, they take him to town, and they're kind of confirm. And so they're like, oh, shit, we shouldn't tell people we're from another world. That'd probably be weird. And they're like, well, we need money, so let's become adventurers, of course. They go to the Adventurers Guild. They're registering. They're like, all right, let's test your magic abilities. And they're just like, oh, shit, we don't have any. And then
he doesn't look bad. He looks kind of tough.
I don't know. Are you seeing the head-on picture?
Yes.
That's the one where he looks like he's going to murder you and eat your soul. After he has sex with your corpse. He's like, we're getting a 4-course meal today, motherfucker. Mm. Yeah, he's not friendly, but whatever.
He still has like wavy majestic hair.
Evil wavy majestic hair. If that was on a dude, you'd be like, nice hairline, fucker. We know, Lindsay. We know how you feel about hairlines.
Oh, Vern.
Hey, you attacked them first. I don't know.
I guess I struck a nerve.
Anyway, so she touches the crystal ball. Like, four things flutter up for just a second. And the woman's like, oh, shit, that's weird. And then she's like, you do it. And then the guy, like, touches it, and it fucking, like, cracks and breaks. And they're just like, oh, no. He's like, I'm sorry I broke your shit. And they're like, wait here, don't move. You know, everyone's whispering and stuff, and they're like, the guild guy comes out, takes him, and he's like, you're gonna go get analyzed by this other chick. And so let's just call her nudist magician. She wears,
okay, why?
She wears no clothes. Well, she has, she like pretty naked? Much shows up, yeah, she shows up like naked, or like wearing, let's just say she answers the door naked. And then when she gets dressed, you were kind of like, what was the point? Like, you got huge old boobs busting out, and you have next to nothing covering them. And you put on like little boy shorts for your ass to hang out. And she measures them, and she's like, yeah, you guys are like off the charts. And we also probably know you're from another world, blah, 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 blah. And it's just, it's very boring. But the best thing is, so the girl's still mad at him. The main guy, his name's like Tai Chi or something. And so he goes to apologize to her, and they're like underneath the moon, and it's like a, you know, it's like a beautiful scene. It's very romantic. And he's like, so don't be mad at me anymore. And then they fist bump in front of the moon. And I was just like, was that a romantic fist bump? Is that a thing? That's a thing now. You guys just did it. And then the second episode, they do another romantic fist bump. I was like, what the fuck's going on here? I was just like, why?
Also in front of the moon?
No, that was just in their bedroom. Oh. I think there was some candlelight flickering or something.
Oh, okay.
But I was just like, why do you guys? It's, and the fist bump is so awkwardly animated where you're just like, why are we doing a close-up all of a sudden, guys? Huh? What is this? Again? It's two episodes in a row. What the fuck's happening? It's boring as fuck. If I had to rate it of the three that are out right now with this premise of I'm in a video game world, it's number three.
So, are there only three that are out?
There's only three that are out right now.
I thought there was more.
No. No, just, you know, Demon Lord Terry. Isekai. Oh, it's Isekai. That's what it is. Apparently me saying that out loud is even funnier than me typing it. Isekai cheat magician / I'm actually a sorcerer. Because they tell him, they're like, you're not a magician. He's like, oh, shit, what am I? They're like, you're a sorcerer. And I was like, but why is he called a magician in the title? What the fuck? I was just like, ugh. And then the other one, which I'll talk about now, which has the longest title ever. I kept asking my brother, I was like, did you see the mom one? Because he was just like, he's like, wow, there's so many of these this season. I was like, because it's the new hot genre. And I told him the mom one, and he was just like, well, what's it called? And I was like, I don't know, dude. It's got like the longest title ever. And I'm not great with titles anyway. So it's called, Do You Love Your Mom and Her Two-Hit Multi-Target Attacks? And this one is, I want it to be funnier, but it's not. It's just like, I was telling our mutual friend Kevin about this, Lindsay. I was like, the whole time, I was just like, is he going to bang his mom? I think he's going to bang his mom.
Is please it don't, that bad?
Please don't bang your mom. Oh, it gets real bad in episode two. Oh. So the premise is...
He knows his mom, right?
Huh? Oh,
he knows it's his mom?
He 100% knows it's his mom. The whole point of the game, apparently, is to bond with your mom. I was like... Why is the government funding this game? What the fuck is happening? So he gets some notification. They're like basically you see his mom and he's just like filling out some survey and the mom's just like talking to him. She calls him Makun or something or whatever. It's like some annoying nickname she has for him. And he's just kind of like ignoring her, filling out the survey, like totally just not giving her any time of day. And then she kind of like pouts finally. And he's just like, God, get away from me. Like she pouts like a character in Love, but not like a motherly love. It's like, what's happening here? Are we about to domestic Miru tights this? I don't know.
Oh man.
That's a thing now. Those words now exist in your vocabulary, everyone. You can use that. Is this about the domestic Miru tights me? I don't know. So this woman shows up. There's some wordplay joke with her name that does not translate from Japanese to English. And I was just like, oh boy, they're going to do this every episode twice, aren't they? Sure as shit, they do it every episode twice. And I'm like, this joke doesn't translate. It doesn't translate. I don't get the pun. I don't get it. And
what is it?
I'm trying to find it. I thought by clicking, it's like the only show that doesn't have the page I'm on is like, it doesn't show any of the characters' names for once. I was just like, all the others I've clicked on totally has the name. Charisse or something. Charisse. Charase.
Hmm.
And I don't know. She makes a pun, and he's just like, oh, do you get that a lot? She's like, well, I've decided just to take ownership of it, so I just make the pun now. And I was like, okay. What's the joke? I don't know. I didn't get it. I didn't get it the first time. So I just kind of blocked it out and moved on. So she shows up, the Charisse person, probably saying that horribly wrong. Don't care anymore. Just going to move on. And it's like, you've been chosen to go adventure in a video game world. And he's just like, fuck yeah. He's like, sorry, mom, bye. And then he's like, he just goes into the world, like through the computer. And then the mom's like yelling through the screen. She's like, I told you to wait for me. And he's just like, bye, mom. He's like, I don't know how long I'll be gone, but maybe I'll come back and be a better son for you. And then he gets there. And then the mom's just like fucking there too. And she's like, I told you to wait. And he's just like, why the fuck's my mom here? So then he goes through a tutorial and they're just like, yeah, you're doing a beta test, blah, 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 blah. You get to pick your own weapon though. You're the hero class, because that's the only class that no one's picked the hero class yet. So he's like, all right, cool. I'm the hero class. And they're like, all right, go pick one of these from one of these legendary swords. So he picks the middle one. And they're just like, oh yeah, all right, good, good. And then the mom goes over and just takes both of the other swords. And she's like, I didn't want the swords to be lonely. And he's just like, can she do that? Even the tutorial guy's like, I guess she can do whatever. And that's it. It's just, everyone's just like, whatever. So then they're doing this training thing and he's like reading the manual now, cause he's just like, what the fuck? And she's just like, can just swing the sword and just destroy shit. Like she just wrecks house. And he's just like, why the fuck did you get a multi-hit, multi-target, like attack swords or whatever? She's like, well, I read the manual and said your son will love you more if you pick this. And he was just like, I don't fucking love you more. And then he does his sword and it's like, it's basically just like the sound of like a fart in the wind. It just, it does nothing. And she's like, oh, good job. And he's just like, I fucking hate life right now. And then it just, so, and then at one point he says he's going to disown her. She doesn't tell him what's going on. He's like, you know something that's going on with this game. What is up with this fucking game? Why are you here? And then she starts to pout and get real sad and cry. And she's like, don't ever say that you'll disown me. It hurts my feelings. And you're just like, okay, that was kind of motherly. And then later she pulls the manual out of her boobs and you're just like, what the fuck? And he's just like, what the fuck? And he's just like, ah, I'm not touching that book anymore. So then they go to pick their partners in the second episode. That's kind of what that is. I won't spoil too much of it. I'll just tell you how it ends in the second episode. They fight a slime creature, Lindsay. And The slime creature shoots slime, if that wasn't implied in the name.
What color slime?
Oh, it's clear. But it's the type of slime that only dissolves women's clothing.
Oh, of course.
And so it dissolves the mom's clothes, her top first. Very fan servicey. It does just her top and then it does her bra. It makes the bra pop off first and then two circles go through the bra so you can, and then the sun, you just see the circles go over his, like the bra pops up in the air and the circles go and you can see his eyes and he's just like in terror that he's seeing his mom's boobs. So he tries to help his mom, but there's slime, Lindsay, and this is anime.
Yeah.
So he falls on top of his mom.
Oh.
And he can't get back up. So he just keeps falling into his mom's boobs over and over and over and till they're hit with more slime. Where again, nothing happens to his clothes. But the mom's like, no, you slime creature, don't do that. Mama's wearing a thong today. And he was like, I didn't need that information. And so he's like, I'm going to fucking kill this slime. You've brought shame to my mother. I'm going to kill you. So the mom stands up, butt naked, with the swords, covering her boobs, kind of. And she kills the slime, stealing the glory, of course, which is like, gee, I wonder what this show's formula is. Steal the glory from the sun. And then she has this, it's called a mother's light. She lights her entire body lights up. And so when she gets excited, she lights up. So she's naked and lights up. He's like, stop getting excited. What the hell? You're glowing. And I was just like, I don't know, show. Is he going to beg his mom? It seems like he's going to bang his mom. Why is he going to bang his mom?
They're supposed to be together to bond?
Yes. And you can't beat the game if you don't do it with your mom. You're stuck in the game, as another character reveals to him.
Ah. So you gave it episode 2, huh?
Oh, yeah. I had to when she was like, well, because he was like, hey, these are the people I want to pick for our group. And she's like, would you not say that picking a party is like picking a partner? And so I was just like, oh, is she going to do like marriage arrangements for him? Kind of. And that's kind of what it is. But it's not as funny as I wanted it to be, which is my review for the show. It's not as funny as I wanted it to be. Until he fell into his mom's boobs a lot. That was hilarious. But because I was just like, oh, my God, how many times are they going to do this? It just over and over, and he just kind of kept trying to get back up, even though there was slime. I was like, just roll over, dude. Just roll over. What the fuck? And the other two characters were just sitting there staring at him like, what the fuck are we watching? Are they with their moms? That's the thing. So one of them, it's revealed that her mom is in the game, but she hates her mom and doesn't want to beat the game with her. So that's why she's trying to join their party, so that she can kind of like piggyback out of the system or something. The other one, they did not bring up her mom, but she is a beta tester. That they didn't bring up the fact that her mom's not there with her. So it was just kind of like, okay. And they just call her Porter, which was nice because I could remember that.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a toss-up. I think I would put Demon Lord Terry, especially after the third episode. I think Demon Lord Terry, as horrible as it is my number one out of these three.
Really?
Yes. And I say that because Demon Lord Terry's animation on the second episode dips so fucking hard, where there's literally like a marker, like someone made a background with like a paper and marker.
Oh, and wow.
And scanned it in. And I was just like, I saw that and I was just like, oh my God, what the fuck am I? This aired on TV like this. That is amazingly bad. And then it just kind of continues to be horrible. And then in the third episode, he has a separate persona that he can switch to, but doesn't seem to control like the first persona. And he's a glorious asshole. Just the dumb shit he says. I was just like, okay, I'm on fucking board. I was just like, let's do it. And then he just teams up with the third, like the second girl they introduce, just because. He's just like, why am I here? And I was like, yeah, why are you here? Let's hear the explanation. She's like, well, you know you want to be here. And I was just like, what? That's the reason? We're going with this, huh? All right, fuck it. I was just like, long for the ride. I'm along for the ride. Take me where you want, Demon Lord Terry. I'm here. Let's see if you can get to 12 episodes. So yeah, didn't see that coming, did you, Lindsay?
No.
I'm sure some people are gonna be surprised I didn't pick the mom fetish one as number one, but I'm pretty sure that dude's gonna bang his mom. That's a bridge too far, right? I can do cats playing with tights. I can't do this one. All right, Lindsay, it is now your turn. I'm pretty sure everyone could use a break from me.
Okay. So I started watching Akame ga Kill. And it's one that Erica had mentioned before, but I don't think she went into it very much.
Oh, yeah. I never got a chance to cover this one. I never got to finish this one either, actually. So.
Oh, how far did you? Because I haven't finished it yet either. I think I'm like 8 episodes in.
I think I got to like 12 and I just assumed it was done because I.
Sorry.
It's okay. It was just weird timing. I was like, are we rolling for initiative? I hope we got 20. I don't know. And then I distracted my own train of thought with a bad joke. Yeah, I got to episode 12. I assumed it was done. It just was like, well, I guess I'll see season 2 when it comes out, and just stopped watching it. Unbeknownst to me, it was just like, I'm 24 episodes, motherfucker, and I'm still going. And so I discovered that, like, I had logged back into my Hulu at one point and was just like, why do I have new episodes? Oh my God, I'm so dumb. I missed everything. So, and that's why I've never finished it, because I was just like, fuck it.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to finish it.
I should mention it was like a year after I logged into my Hulu. I was just like, what do we got going? Oh God, I missed an anime. Guess I'll have to start over. I don't remember anything. That was a year ago. Anyway, sorry.
Well, gosh, I've already forgotten the main character's name. Shoot.
My bad.
He is a swordsman from a little village. Mm-hmm. And he and his friends went to the big city. And he's going to meet up with them. And they're going to make it big. He wants to join like the Emperor's Guard or something. Surprisingly, he gets turned away because he looks like some country bumpkin just saying, give me a job.
Give me a job. Or it's like, fuck off, country bumpkin.
So he keeps getting turned down. So he's like, well, I got no money. So then he runs into a smoking hot blonde lady who's like, hey, I can get you a job. I know a guy who can do hiring, but you got to grease some palms. So give me all your money and I'll be right back.
Tatsumi?
Oh, yeah. Tatsumi.
Yeah.
Okay.
His blood type is O, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Universal and donor.
He's 5'5".
He's quite short.
Yep.
Just full of knowledge.
I found it looking for his name. I was just like, why is this other information here? Why do I need to know his blood type? Is he going to universally donate? I don't think so.
Maybe. He's very kind-hearted.
Oh, wait, that's right. There's all this, like, they do the blood type is kind of like the horoscopes over there. Oh, you're AB. You're like a Capricorn or some shit. I mean, you're spicy with your angst. I don't know. I remember seeing that somewhere, and that's why they include that shit, because people are like, well, but what are their blood type? They can't be my husbando if they're not type O.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry, continue. So, grease some palms.
Yeah. So he gives her all the money and waits and waits and waits and waits. And she never comes back. She fleeced him.
I totally forgot about that part. You're right. Okay, I was just like, that's not how I remember. Oh, right.
Yeah, so he's got to sleep on the street, and some rich girl's driving by in her carriage, and she goes, oh, I feel so sorry for him. We'll take him home.
You street rat. Scoundrel.
Give him a hot meal and a warm bath and et cetera. And I think...
et cetera leaves a lot to the imagination, but okay.
I don't remember how exactly he finds out, but apparently he goes, like, out to their barn, and it's just, like, full of corpses.
Yeah.
And two of them belong to his friends.
Yeah.
And it turns out she's kind of crazy.
And, she hates poor people, right? Isn't that what it is? Yeah.
She likes to torture and kill poor people.
Yeah, I mean, when you're that rich, you gotta do something.
And then I guess maybe her dad was a target for the assassination. And he was trying to defend her at first. And they're like, and so the Assassin's Guild, I can't remember the name of the Assassin's Guild. Night Raid.
Yeah.
They're like, nope. She's in on it too. And then I guess one of his friends was still alive, and he goes, oh yeah, you'd be so proud of their girlfriends. She resisted and didn't cry. And anyway, so Tatsumi kills the rich girl, and then the Night Raid is like, hey, you're coming with us. You're going to join our guild.
We'll give you a job.
And then he's like, do I have a choice? And they're like, well, you saw our faces, so no.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a good twist, like, when you get to that point. Like, I always remember that. Like, it was one of the best first episodes, because you're just like, oh shit, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's very graphic and liberal with their use of blood. So he then starts kind of training with everybody and bonding with them. And I really liked that girl with the glasses, Shelley.
Oh, Shelley.
Yes. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, that's when I was like, oh, okay, no one's safe on this show. Got
it. Yeah, I was like, wow, you just, what? And I cried. I cried very, very hard.
And so, well, yeah, because I mean, I don't remember.
Like, well, she goes, okay, he meets this really cute guard. And she's got this cute little puppy. Oh, everyone has Imperial relics. Almost everybody has Imperial relics. And hers is this little dog. And he's like so cute. He's like a robot dog. And she's all like, how can I help serve you? You know, I'm here to help with justice. And she's just like all cute and nice and gives him directions. But they ended up killing like her mentor, who I think was named like Captain Ogre or something. So she starts like stalking Night Raid, and she gets the drop on Mine, who's got like a gun called Pumpkin, and Shelley, who has like these giant scissors. And they have a really awesome battle. I thought it was really, really great. And that dog was freaking scary with all those rows of shark teeth. But yeah, I was shocked when Shelley didn't make it out of that fight.
Well, they did a really good job. Like, I only remember, like, I remember vague stuff about it, especially when you talk about it. I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of remember that. But I remember on that one, it was like, Shelley seemed like a throwaway character until that point. And then they did this like great character work with her. You're just like, oh, I like Shelley down there. We're like, yeah, she's fucking dead. And you're just like, oh, why'd you kill Shelley? Is this what's gonna happen, you fucking show?
Yes. She was bad at everything, so she didn't have a job, because she's like, well, I'm clumsy and I burn all the food, and so she's like, the only thing I'm good at is killing, so I just kind of hang around. And then when he was having such a hard time, and he keeps going to his friends' graves, and she went out there and she goes, well, I can do this. I can hold you and I could let you cry. And I was like, oh, you're so sweet. And then boom. And then when like he feels like her presence kind of hug him one last time, and then he's like, oh.
Yeah.
Man. So I had to take a break.
Well,
and then
deserved.
I came back. And it was a two arc or a two episode arc. And it's the three beasts. So it's got that crazy ice lady in it, and then her three little demon guards.
Yeah.
And then it has my second favorite character, Bulat. And I quit. Like, I probably could have gotten like at least to episode 12, but I went, no, I need more of a break. How are you going to do this to me? How are you going to do Shelley and then Bulat all in a row like that?
I told you after Shelley. I mean, the first episode tells you no one's safe, but like then it's clear with Shelley. You're like, uh-oh. Like, that's why I said, like, I knew instantly from that, like, okay, anyone that is developed as a character, probably going to die now. So.
Man. Yeah.
You haven't even talked about Wannabe Mikasa.
Akame?
Yeah, that one. I don't know.
Oh, she's not that interesting. Yeah.
That's why I said wannabe.
Oh, okay. I mean, her name's in the title.
Yeah.
So I guess she's going to, and her sister just, they just like hired her sister to go hunt her down.
Hmm.
So we'll see how that goes. And they say when two wielders of an imperial relic fight each other, they both can't survive. Which has been true so far.
Yep.
And oh man, and then that Justice girl was crazy. She's just like all, she got scary. And I think Shelley ended up hacking her arms off, and she's still just like laughing, like, justice is served. And just,
oh yeah.
Man. And so I'm pretty sure she's not dead. So I think she'll be back. And then that ice girl, when she like went and conquered the north, and she's making that warrior lick her boots, and he's just like all naked and poor guy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that part now.
he was really going for it too.
Hey, I mean, you're gonna beg for your life and lick boots, you better give it your all, otherwise, like,
yeah,
why bother being embarrassed like that, you know?
But she wants to fall in love, and she has particular tastes. Oh, and then the prime minister, man, they keep like referring to his health problems. So like he's got high blood pressure and stuff, and he keeps like eating.
Oh yeah, that was that. I mean, that's a show for Sean, because he would love to watch this guy eat.
That's so gross.
As he threw up in his mouth and was just like, oh God.
It's some of the humor seems a little oddly placed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like right in the middle of like a fight scene. Like I think it was episode 2 or 3. There was like this final blow, and all of a sudden she like the pink haired girl makes a joke, and it's like, Wait, we're in a serious fight. What are you doing?
She's like, I cope differently.
some of the humor I like, but some of it seems kind of like, wait, what are you doing? What I'm confused. What's your tone?
I will say that continues to be a question you will have. Like, I remember the last episode I saw was just like, so is this like serious now, or have we just given up on that? Did we give up on that? I don't know. So you like it? You're gonna finish it?
I think I like it. I like the characters, but they keep... I am definitely gonna finish it.
Oh, I think we internet
to recover.
Yeah.
Oh, I need a little bit of time to recover.
Mm-hmm.
That losing Shelley and then Bulat, it was just a little too much right in a row.
Well, I think I'll just wait for you to finish it so that I don't have to.
Okay.
So. Aww. It's like you could totally go into... I did, but it's, I don't know, something that has always made me not go back to it. And I don't know if it's like a Death Note thing where I'm just like, the ending seems predictable or something, or like not good enough to bother with. I don't know, but I don't know, it's just
what if they surprise you?
You can go into more of it. What are you talking about? Nobody dies. What are you just...
It'd be a twist.
They already kill people. Everyone's dying. No, you're the one in for some twists. I only really remember one more thing that's going to happen. So, and it's just like, and you'll be like, no, it's not like that. You'll just be like, is this just show, are we doing serious anymore? What's happening? So, like, I thought for the first 12, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And then after, like, because I think I watched like the 13th episode and was just like, maybe I should have stopped at 12. So, I don't know. Okay. We'll see. We'll see what you say.
All right. Yes.
Is there any more you want to cover about it? I feel like you've undersold the Mikasa Jr.
Well, she just...
Because this is the guy trying to like bang her. Seems into her.
I think he like kind of likes her, but he really hasn't made any overtures.
I mean...
And she's just sort of, you know, dead-eyed for everything.
Yeah.
She does have a cool sword that will poison you as long as she can hit you with it. And she's super fast. She does have a cute little uniform. Her little red tie.
Yeah, she has a weird, like, actual school uniform in a fantasy world. I thought that was kind of weird. I was like, well, I guess he was wearing cardigans at the beginning or some shit, so whatever.
Yes, he was. And then...
I'm poor but fashionable.
And then Leone has, like, a tube top and bikinis with, like, stirrups.
That's the cat girl, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's my favorite. I think she tries to take his virginity at some point.
That doesn't surprise me. She has made overtures to him. She's like, oh, and you grow up to be a nice young man, I'm going to get ya.
I'm going to clean your taint with my teeth. And he's like, what?
But that's about all they've gone into with her. It was kind of funny. They're in the red light district.
I don't remember that. What did they do?
They took care of like some guy who had like this giant drug thing, like I don't know, like a giant hookah, I guess, but it was just like putting everything in the air, so like the girls in the room were just high.
Oh.
And they'd just go pimp them out.
Oh, sex and then trafficking.
Put them back in the room.
Gotcha. Yeah, they killed that fucker, right?
Yeah, they killed both of them. Because he punched one of the girls. And she goes, I knew that girl from the streets. It's personal now.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. Not the fact that he's, you know, doing sex trafficking. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, weird, weird standards, Japan. Weird, weird standards. All right, well, sorry, do you have something else?
No, that was the episode where Shelley was killed.
All right.
It started off with a funny red light district roof popping and then ended very sad.
They'll do that to you. They'll do that to
you. Okay.
All right. Okay, you're going to have to help me pick. I have Sweet and Innocent. I have Should Be Better Perversion, but it's not. I have, are those two gonna kiss? And then I have, what the hell am I watching?
Well, let's start with Sweet and Innocent.
Okay.
And work our way.
Work our way
work
around.
Our way down.
Work our way down. It's probably very accurate. Oh, and then I have You Wish You Were Cowboy Bebop. So we can cover that one too. That one's going to be real quick and easy to cover. So kind of, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. All right. So The Demon Girl Next Door. This sweet idiot teenage girl has a dream of a demon visiting her. And she wakes up in the morning with demon horns and a tail. And she's just like, ah, what's going on? And then her mom informs her. I'm sorry, what?
She turned into a demon?
Yeah, she turned into a demon.
Oh, okay.
And so her mom informs her that they are descendants of basically like a evil demon clan. And that she, you know, had a feeling that this would happen one day. And basically that they are cursed to live off of $480 a month because of the curse from the Light Clan, which has magic girls. The only way to break this is to kill a magic girl and bathe their ancestor, who's trapped in a, it looks like a thermos with a horns, kind of. That's kind of how I describe it. And they're like, what are you talking about? She's like, oh, it's the thing I use to keep the door open. She's like, you've been using our ancestor as a door opener?
Wait, does mom have demon horns too?
No. No, apparently the demon ancestor chooses people here and there throughout the years. And so the mom wasn't chosen, but the mom has the information because she had to be aware of it in case her kids were picked. So they live in poverty. Like, it is the worst apartment complex I've ever seen animated in an anime, Lindsay. I felt so bad for this girl. Like, I was like, please let her kill a magic girl, like, today. Please. Please. And so she has, like, a little sister, and they do. They just live in, like, total poverty. They're just like, oh, man. So she's like, all right, I'm gonna go find a magic girl, and I'm going to go kill her and bathe the blood. And she has, like, a real hard time repeating it. Like, oh, God, that seems gross and wrong. And basically, she's, like, the nicest girl in the world, but also a little bit of an idiot. So she finds, like, she's, like, having a panic attack in the middle of the road. And what happens, Lindsay? Come on. Middle of the road. Anime.
She gets hit by a car.
Almost. The magic girl stops it with one hand. And she's like, are you okay? And she's just like, she's like, how the hell am I supposed to beat this magic girl? Like, and she's like, that just, like, runs away or whatever. The next day at school, she's hoping, like, her friends show up and they just talk to her like normal. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. Maybe they don't see the horns and stuff. And then, like, her best friend's just like, so what the fuck's up with those horns and shit? She's like, oh, you can't see it. She's like, yeah, I just didn't want to say anything at first. And she's just like, oh, it's probably pretty useful for when you want to, like, eat hot food. You don't have to, like, hold your bag and stuff. You can just put your bags on your horns. So why don't we try it? She's like, okay, yeah, sounds great. And then she puts a bag and it, like, breaks her neck. She's like, oh, this hurts a lot. And she's just like, oh, you're not very strong, are you? And so she tells her friend, she's like, oh, yeah, I got to, like, kill a magic girl so we can stop living in poverty. And her best friend's like, oh, you mean, like, the magic girl in the other classroom? She's like, she's in another classroom? She's like, everyone knows this? Like, it's just totally common knowledge. She's like, yeah, I heard she saved the world not too long ago. And she's like, what the fuck? So she goes and, like, kind of tries to bullshit, talk shit to her and stuff. Oh, and it's great because the mom has to send in a fax with her demon name. And it's just, she writes out these really bad generic, like, demon names, and then just picks one for her, like, circles one for her and just faxes the paper as is. I was like, what the fuck? It was great. I don't want to spoil the name because it's really funny. But and I'm going to butcher it, so I don't want to do that to everyone that might watch this. So she,
I want to know.
Well, you're going to have to watch the episode then.
What's it called?
The demon girl next door, Machikado Mazuko. Mazuko? Yeah, Mazuko. I don't know. I think I got it right on the first try. I'm going to just leave it there. And so then she does this, like, this verbal sparring with the magic girl. And the magic girl, you can kind of tell, doesn't have, like, friends. So she's just like, oh, human interaction. I like this. And she's, like, super taller than her. She's really stronger. And the girl, like, every time she interacts with her, basically runs away. She's like, this doesn't mean you've won. And it just, that's kind of the gags. The second episode is great. They go to, like, duel, and they end up just jogging with each other for 3 miles. And you're just, she's just like, why'd I do this? What happened? It was so fucking, it's just really sweet and funny. And you're just like, you feel bad for this demon girl. And then, like, it's alluded that her ancestor is going to start, like, messing with her to help her or something. But she's just like, she's such the nicest little demon girl ever. And you're just like, oh, this is funny. And her friend's, like, super hilarious because she just keeps pushing her into, like, really bad situations. Like, she gets an increase in allowance, so they take her and she's like, I'm going to buy stuff to defeat you. And they're just like, all of them are like, maybe you should get projectiles. And so she wants to get a rubber band gun, or, like, make one. And they're just like, don't do that. Don't do that. And then she realizes that her friends have, like, missed hanging out with her and stuff because she's so poor and everything. And it was just like, oh, this is sweet. So.
Cute and innocent.
Yeah, it's very cute and innocent, but it's just, it's like, I really pleasantly enjoyed this one. I was like, oh, this is really nice. All right. What do you want to hear about next, Lindsay?
Oh, I forgot the choices.
I Wish You Were a Better Perverted Show. Ichi, more like lychee. I don't know. You want the Ichi one, the BL one, the we've remade this too many times one, or the...
Oh, we've remade this too many times.
Okay, it's BEM. And that's how they say it. They don't say BEM, but I'm going to call it BEM because that's this name.
Is that the Cowboy Bebop wannabe?
Yeah, because they try to go to like a jazz quick opening, and I was like, whoa, guys, whoa. We already got Cowboy Bebop. And considering this is the third time you've been remade and the second time was around the time of Cowboy Bebop, tells me you didn't really nail this the first remake. So let's not try again.
Wow.
Yeah. So I read that and like someone posted, they were like, I want to see how bad this one is. Since this is the third time they've made it. I was like, we meet a woman who is driving and it, like talking to someone, and she's kind of like recounting like the days of how she got there, and she's basically been kicked out of, I'm gonna call it the good city, where like all the no crime people live, and now she's in the shitty city, which is full of corruption and stuff like that. She sees a woman get mugged, and this I'm gonna call her a brilliant police officer because that's what she is, stops her car, leaves the keys in, and runs after the mugger after checking on the woman. So the woman that got mugged takes her car, sells it instantly. She's like, all right. So this is the type of life this woman leads. She chases the mugger down. She finally finds him, but after he's been murdered. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then she's taken on a tour. Oh, and in this, she tries to run across a crosswalk, almost gets hit by a car, because, of course. And this guy with, like, I don't know. I mean, he's pretty sexy. I'm not going to lie. He's got, like, sexy white hair. He looks like an older man. He's like, are you trying to die? And he can, like, move super fast and stuff. And you're just like, what? No. Obviously, she's not. But then he starts following her and shit like that. And you're like, all right, whatever. Next day, she gets picked up by like the chief of police or something, like the commissioner or something. I don't know. And it's like, he's like, this is how this city works. And he drives her around and shows her where he gets all his bribes from. And I was like, why are you doing it? Especially because like he knows that she's there because she does everything by the book, basically. And that's what got her in trouble and got her kicked out of the good city. And you're just like, why are you showing her this? This seems like you wouldn't show this type of person this stuff. Like, what the fuck is going on here? We follow up with sexy white-haired guy, and he meets up with two other people that are very obviously similar to him with powers and shit. One's like a teenage boy with headphones, and one's like a girl with red hair, and they reveal they kind of have elfish ears. Or Spock ears, if you want. And they're like, we just want... He's like, they talk about their goal of becoming humans or something. And you're just like, okay, what are you? That's weird. The woman eventually finds, like, the thing that was killing people. It's like this water monster guy who just wants to drown people in his water body form or something. I don't know. It was kind of like, what? Okay. And then the sexy white-haired guy turns into an ugly fucking demon made out of CG. And I was like, okay. I guess that's why he wants to be human? I don't know. And then Kamish gets killed. And then the next day she goes to take the bribes because apparently they have to do bribes every day. And she smacks the money out of his hand to show she's not going to be like that. I'm like, are you the commissioner? I don't think it matters. Why are we here? Why are we watching this? It's no cop craft. I'll tell you that much. So. And it's just not very good. It's not. I doubt I'll be back for a second episode. I'm kind of curious to see if she bangs that demon. But, you know, at the same time, whatever. Have you seen the movie Zootopia, Lindsay?
I have.
You know the part where the rabbit gets to her apartment and after her first shitty day, and you're just like, ah, that's a shitty apartment. That's how this chick's apartment is.
Parrot for one.
No, it's not like that. But I mean, they don't show her eating food. But she just has that type of crappy apartment. And you're just like, oh. Oh, well.
With so. Unapologetic antelope neighbors?
No, no. You don't meet the neighbors. You just assume they're there. You want some more BL? Some boy love?
Sure.
All right, Given. It's about...
I thought you said give in.
No. Given is the name of the show.
Given to the BL.
Yeah, well, you're about to. You follow this guy with red hair. I'm not saying he's your new husbando, but you might want to give it a shot. He carries around a guitar and he hugs it weird and stuff. And I don't know. He's just really weird. Oh,
no. Pass. Too sensitive.
Oh, he's very sensitive, but
no,
he's got a voice like an angel. So, then we meet this other guy, this like delinquent looking guy with black hair. And he's like, I'm going to go take a nap. And they're like, oh, you don't want to play basketball? He's like, nah, it's nap time. And he goes to his favorite stairwell and he finds the guy hugging his guitar. Not doing anything with it, just hugging it. And he's like, hey, and he's like, hey, and he's like, what? And like, you have his inner monologue. He's like, what the fuck's this guy here? And he's just trying to sleep. And he's just really bothered by the guy with the guitar. He's just like, your strings are broken, because he's just like holding it weird. And he runs back to his classroom. He gets his guitar and fixes the strings. And the guy's like, this could be repaired. He's like, yeah, duh, of course. And
he fixes
redhead guys
from his own guitar.
No, he has extra strings because he's a real he's a real musician. Musician, Jesus Christ,
musician, an isekai guitar musician.
Yeah, cheat musician. Just gonna keep saying it weirdly. And his name's like Unoyami or something like that. Yeah, like that. Unoyami. That's the black-haired delinquent-looking guy. And then the redhead guy is named Sato, and he's just like very aloof, like he doesn't know anything, and he's just like, teach me guitar. And then he just starts following the guy. He's like, teach me guitar. He's like, no. He's like, I've never taught anyone. Fuck off. And somehow, I forget how, it was like real dumb. He basically just follows him to his band's practice or whatever, and he listens to them play. And then like, because this guy's there, they kind of like put on a little bit more of a show or whatever. And he's just like, no, just go check out the light music club. They'll like teach you and stuff like that. But like when the guy hears them play, like he basically kind of falls in love with them all or whatever. And it was just like, oh, okay. There is a blonde haired guy. I love the guy's voice. I was just like, oh, this guy sounds rugged. And then I'm looking at his picture and he's like the tiniest, frailest looking dude. I'm like, how the hell do you make your voice so deep and awesome? But, and then the second episode, he's like, well, do you have a favorite? He, of course, he agrees to teach him how to play and everything. And they're doing that. And he's like, well, do you have a favorite song you want to like learn and stuff? And he's just like, I only know one song and it's just like in my head. And then so he sings it. And then the other guy, like, he falls in love. It's kind of what they're saying without saying. He's like, you got to join our band. And you're like, oh, he's going to become the singer. So it's just, but there's obviously some weird story behind why he has this guitar. Cause the guy even says, he's like, this isn't like a beginner's guitar, you know? And he didn't know anything about it. He didn't know it could be repaired or anything. So I think it's a dead brother's guitar. That's what I'm going to guess, but I don't know. So we'll see. I mean, the characters are pretty cool. I mean, they're definitely going to kiss at some point, I think. But if they don't, I'll be very upset. Nah, just the main guys. The other guys definitely,
The delinquent and Mr. Sensitive?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's one guy with long hair who does hair tutorials with his friend for money. So I think that guy, you know, there's a chance he could kiss one of them too. But I think Deep Drummer Boy, I think he probably gets a lot of pussy, so I'm just gonna say it that way, because I think he banged delinquent boy's sister, so, and then dumped her.
Oh, but they're still friends.
No, not at all. Well, the guys are friends. Oh. Yeah, but not the sister.
Okay.
And the sister's always like, you're gonna you're going to go see what's his face? He's like, yeah, it's just a band, man. Like, cool. And she's just like, fuck that guy. And he's just like, I told you not to date him. So.
Wow.
Don't date anyone in a, if you're the sister or the brother and someone, one of your siblings is in a band, don't date anyone in the band. It's going to end poorly and they're going to keep being in the band. That's how it works. That's how it works, Lindsay.
Life lessons from anime.
Yep. Well, that's not anime. That's just real life, actually. That's just real life bands.
Life lessons from Dustin.
So Given is no cop craft, that's for sure. that just kind of rolls off the tongue. So when I watch Cop Craft, I was just like, oh my God, why are you? I don't know. All right. So I got two more and then we'll go back to our coverage of.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. So hopefully everyone's not like, this sucks. I like it better when there's three of you doing this and not just that guy. But all right. So
are we on the perverted one now?
Yeah. Do you want to do that one first? Okay.
What's the other one?
The other one is From Commonplace to World's Strongest, and it has some stupid A word before that, like Erafruta-ta-ta. Erafruta-ta-ta-ta from Commonplace to World's Strongest. So, if you like Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon, you will not like this one because it's kind of... trying really hard to be like that, but with a lot of, I'm going to say, demented shit going on. So it starts off, this guy who seems like he should not be an adventurer in a dungeon has fallen to some level of abyss, and he's watching these all white and red animals take turns killing each other and eating their bodies. And I was just like, why are you sitting around watching this? Run, find some hiding or some place to hide or something, you know? Like, what the fuck? And
do the animals know he's there?
Well, eventually a fucking freaky rabbit discovers he's there and starts trying to attack him. But then the rabbit gets eaten by a giant bear looking thing. And then the bear eats his arm. So
the kid's arm?
Yeah, the kid's arm.
Oh, wow.
And so he finally makes it to like some sort of like little cave or whatever. And he's just sitting there kind of like bleeding out, dying. Yeah, it's real. It's like, what? Okay. Wow. And so
did the bear rip it off?
Yeah, just rips it off and starts eating the fuck out of it. And he's just like, my fucking arm. And you're just like, okay, guess he's got no arm for the rest of the show. And so he's like starving and hungry. And he's like got this like, there's some rare like mana crystal formation thing that's like dripping water. And that's kind of like the only thing he has to keep himself alive. And then he starts thinking about how he got there. And you're just like, yes, please tell me how this fucker got here. Because I kind of stopped caring about him when he got his arm ripped off. Actually, I stopped caring about him when he watched Rabbit.
Caring about him.
Well, I stopped caring about him when he was just there watching animals kill each other and did nothing to help himself. I was just like, you're going to die. Please die. And so he thinks back to he was in this group of adventurers. He was kind of more of a support guy. He wasn't very strong or whatever. And they're clearing out this, you know, this dungeon level. And this one guy touches this crystal formation thinking it's like worth a lot of money. And they get transported to the 75th layer or level because there's this creature, like they call it the behemoth, that they their leader guy recognizes. He's like, oh, shit, we're on level 75. We're dead. We shouldn't be down this far. And so they're trying to flee and get out of there. And then like this bridge that they're on starts to crumble. And he has some transmute power or something. He basically makes fucking dirt out of nothing and he keeps the bridge together. And so they are able to retreat long enough. And he's like, all right. And then the leader guy's like, all right, come on, motherfucker, get back here. And they're shooting these support fireball bolts. And one, you see this guy like kind of do an evil smile and he shoots his lower and hits the guy and knocks him off the bridge. And this girl yells for him. And then you go further back into the past and you see that she was worried about him and that basically they've been together, like, you know, all through school and stuff. And of course, she likes him. He likes her type of deal, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, you shouldn't go on this mission. I know you're going to die. And he's just like, well, why don't you just protect me then? Which, of course, makes her happy. And they're like, oh. And then you turn back and she's still yelling for him like a fucking raving maniac. And you're like, oh, God. And then you go back down to the abyss with him. And he doesn't know how to get up. So he's just like, oh, I'm just going to have to figure out something to eat here. So he tries to eat one of, like, the demonic animals, one of the monsters. And he starts gagging his brains out as it starts to kill him. And
when that's already dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he ate it raw, by the way, I should mention. And so he drinks the water that he's been drinking, and it stops him from dying and then gives him the powers of the monster. And then he, like, magically checks his stats for some reason. And I was just like, why are you checking your how are you able to do whatever? Fucking whatever. He starts crafting shit and he makes a gun and bullets. And I was just like, what the fuck? Everybody's using swords 2 seconds ago and fireballs. And you're like, I made a gun. I was just like, you are officially crazy, sir. And so he just keeps eating different monsters to basically level himself up until he gets ready to take on the bear that ate his arm.
Wait. And does he have to drink the water every time he eats a monster, or has he gotten a taste for it?
Well, no, after the first time he kind of survives, but he still just keeps drinking the water because that's his only water anyway. So, and it, like, heals him and stuff too when he's injured. So it's like, it's kind of like a cure-all. So,
is it a limited supply of magic water?
Nah, it just keeps dripping.
Okay.
Like, he puts it in a flask later on. I guess he made the flask. I don't know.
He crafted it?
Yeah, he crafted it. He's crafty. He's like, if I can make a gun, I can make a fucking flask that keeps my water cold. So he kills the bear.
Aww.
And eats the bear. He eats the bear's arm. He's just like, fucking arm for an arm, motherfucker. And then he just kind of runs out of animals. So he starts digging deeper. Meanwhile, you find out, like, one of his other friends who's, like, friends with the girl, she's trying to, like, think back. And then she totally, like, runs into the guy that shot the firebolt at him. Oh, incidentally, he thinks it's the leader that did it. He doesn't know that it's, like, actually this guy that's been, like, his rival all his life, because why would he? And he's, like, talking to himself. Like, he's having a real Macbeth's wife type moment of, like, oh, can't get the blood off type of thing. You're just like, oh, damn, dude, chill. And she's just like, has he always been crazy? Like, you're like, what the fuck? And then she totally thinks back and solves the whole murder mystery, basically. And is just like, nah, can't be him. And I was like, oh, God, what the? Why are we dumb? Why are we this dumb? Whatever. And then he finds a vampire locked up in freezer.
Oh, a girl vampire.
Oh, yeah. And she real naked.
Oh, where is she locked up at?
In the abyss on, like, a super lower level. She was like, I got betrayed. And that, like, resonates with him because he feels betrayed. Like, he's gone for, like, every time they show him the, like, before he fell down there, he's like the nicest guy, you know, just the typical nice anime guy. And now he's just like, I'm a big white-haired asshole. So.
Oh, I think that is the one that Sean says that they, like, shield heroed him.
Yeah. Not really.
Confused.
I mean, I can see the correlation he's trying to make, but it's not as multi-layered as Shield Hero.
Okay.
It's literally just like one guy betrayed him. And they're like, we've never been past the 75th level, and this guy fell way further than that. So, and the best part is the raving the Macbeth's wife lady. The raving madwoman. She wakes up finally. She's like, I'm going to get strong enough to find him. I know he's alive. And I was like, how fast are you going to get strong to find him? You've been asleep for 4 days. He's already crazy, first of all. But How much more training do you think you could do before you can get down there and quote unquote save him? I was just like, what the fuck?
And he still just has one arm. Does he craft himself an arm?
I think in the picture they show him with a metal arm. So I got a feeling either the vampire makes it for him or he's like, you know, if I can make a gun, I can make an arm.
So I just realized he made a gun with one hand.
Yeah.
And his teeth.
And bullets. And he reloads it with one hand too. And it's really dumb how he does it. You're just like, how are you not dead? This seems to take a long time for you. Like, what the hell's happening? So, and why did you make a six shooter? Why? You have one arm. Make clips, asshole. So, it's so bad that I can't stop watching it, but I hate the title. Like, I hate it.
What's the title again?
El Fruto Frutata from Commonplace to World's Strongest, which I'm like, yeah, but he's a dick, so I don't know if that counts.
Oh, he's the commonplace person becoming the world's strongest.
Exactly. By eating monster meat. And I'm going to assume making sweet, sweet love to dead bear booty. So.
Oh.
I don't know. Or the vampire chick. Either one. Doesn't matter.
Okay. That's where I thought you were going with it.
Nah. She's like super old, but she looks like 5. I'm like, eh.
Oh.
I'm like, why'd they lock you up naked? That doesn't make any sense. No, so this is the one that Sean's going to be mad that we covered without him, but oh well. Hensuki, are you willing to fall in love with a pervert as long as she's a cutie?
This is the underwear one.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is the one you wish was more perverted?
I wish it was funny. Perverted. Oh. Instead of just being like, obvious. It's very obvious what they're doing. Nothing has surprised me. Nothing. Longest title ever. So I like this one because it seemed like he was already starting with the harem. And I was like, cool. We don't have to go and collect the gang. So instead, we're just going to go and figure out everyone's perversion. So that's that. Yeah, he brings a group of girls together to help clean a calligraphy clubhouse, club room where his senpai is there and she refuses to clean or something. I don't know. And then he's locking up and he finds a love note with underwear. Spoiler. I mean, not really, because they don't explicitly say it, but it's totally his sister's underwear. They allude to it and make it very obvious by the end of the first episode. Okay.
Did she mean to send it to him or did she put it in the wrong locker?
No. She's very, they say that she has a sister or that she has a brother complex.
What's with this season?
I don't know.
The complexes.
Yeah. It's just none of the characters are very good. So the senpai, he's like, hey, I know your deal. And so he's talking about the underwear, but he's a complete and fucking total idiot. Actually, let me set some more up first. Okay. So he talks to his friend and his friend's like, okay, well, we'll just like talk to them all, try to figure out if you can figure out who's Cinderella. Cause that's what they're calling the
one. Glass underwear.
Yeah. Cinderella's white undies that he plays with when he's thinking like all the time. Like he just sits there and stretches them out. And I'm like, dude, you're stretching them out. That's not going to fit anyone now. You're turning them into granny panties, like knock it off. So, so he goes and he talks to, cause he doesn't talk to his sister. He just asks his sister information, but she like won't make eye contact and turns red. And you're just like, yeah, it was the sister. It was totally the sister. And there was a scene where they like show her touch, like her underwear crotch area. And it's just like, that's cause she's not wearing underwear. Like, this whole time, but
she only has the one pair and she gave them away.
No, this is right before she gave the pair away. So,
oh,
they don't really, Lindsay, why would you assume that? They don't go into that. That's way too perverted for them to cover. They're like, she's still not wearing underwear. Their family's poor, it can only afford one. But
gave them away
to her brother to sniff and play with like a weirdo.
Oh my gosh, was she wearing them and then, or were they like fresh out the laundry?
You know, they don't really go into that. That's a little bit too hardcore. But anyway, so he talks to all of them. And during these conversations to the audience, it becomes painfully clear that all of these women are willing and ready to date him. Like, they, from aside from just saying, hey, do you want to date? They basically say as clear as possible that they like him. The one girl, my favorite, she was just like, you know, girls only tease boys that they like. And he's just like, why are you teasing me? And I was like, what the fuck? Are you serious?
Oh my God.
Did they just say this? I was like, ah, I hate this guy. I hate him. He's too dumb. Like, and then he goes back to his friend. He's just like, nah, information's inconclusive. I was like, what the fuck? So you find out that the, do you want me to just spoil it, Lindsay? Does anyone care?
No. Okay. I'm not going to watch this.
The first girl, his senpai, she's like, he confronts her and she's like, all right, turn around and then I'll tell you my secret. So he's thinking it's about the underwear and that she's in love with him. He turns around and she's wearing a dog collar and holding a leash, and the dog collar has her name on it. And she's like, I want you to be my master and I'll be your pet. And he's like, I think there's been some confusion. And I was like, you think?
So all these girls happen to already have a crush on him.
And a major kink. Yeah. So
and they were just waiting for him to approach them.
Yes, because they were afraid that he wouldn't accept them for their weird, totally mature perversions.
Ah, okay.
So he's like, yeah, I'm going to need some time to think about this, and then leaves. And I was just like, well, what? She's totally still. And he goes back to his friend. And he's just like, yeah, she's not Cinderella. And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. And he and the friend are really funny together. And you're just like, okay, the friend's totally into him too. Because the friend doesn't like all the girls that try to seek out his attention. But they do like this weird, like, boy-girl role play where one of them pretends to be Cinderella and one pretends to be him, and the friend gets really into it. So does he, but you're just like, you're gonna try to fool me into thinking he's Cinderella later, but that's not gonna work. So because it's the sister. And so then he starts, he like tries to deep dive into like the little blonde one to see if it's her. And so they go on like a date, and he thinks back of how she was real distant when it talked to him when he first talked to her, and how he just kept pestering her. And then he saves her from some guys that want to, like, of course, hang out with her.
Oh, hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. In a mall have a bathroom. Good time. Yeah. They want to have a good time in a mall bathroom. And so the next day she's like, you know, I want to reveal my secret to you. Will you come to the, storage room of the library? And so she's like running behind like shelves, all like creepy, like spirit ghost shit. And I was just like, what's going on here? Just reveal that you want him to be your sex slave person. And then that's what she does. So she wants to, and then she takes off her underwear and shoves it in his mouth. And is like, here, I'm giving you a delicious treat. And he passes out because he can't process the information of what's happening to him. And yeah, this little girl basically just totally dominates him. And she's like, I know you're into that. And I was just like, man, I hope this guy finds his Cinderella with the sister underwear. Is he the stupidest man on the planet? Absolutely.
Is he into it? Is he...
I would say, based on the animation and how he passes out, no.
Okay.
So, no. All right, like she does not, she's very close to his genitalia, and she does not make any comments about things poking her. So he instead just opts to do pass out. And I got a feeling a lot of people are going to love this show. It's by the ATX studio. So like the animation's really good. Like they have the multicolored eyelashes for some reason, but mostly just him, which I thought was interesting. Yeah. So that's my prediction. You can put that down as a Dustin prediction. It was the sister. But we're not going to get there until everyone else has released their kinks, and then he's going to be forced to pick a kink, I guess. I don't know. It's not very good. So I want it to be better. I don't want to just be able to be like, oh, that's what this one's into. Oh, that's what this one's into. Like 2 seconds into the episode, I'm like, meh. I don't know. We'll see, I guess. Or not. Who knows? Maybe Sean can update us on it one day.
What do they call it when you like to be like a stuffed animal? Like
a fluffy? A furry?
Furry!
Yeah.
Maybe one will be a furry.
Nah, I'm pretty sure the next girl's into bondage. That's my guess. So
boring.
Yeah. Well, and all the kinks are kind of boring. It's just like, I don't know. What high school boy wants used underwear shoved into his mouth? Like, damn, if you're that desperate, I'm pretty sure you could. I guess you'd be into that. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I was never that teenage boy, so I don't know. All right, Lindsay, we got, how long has this been running for? Too long? Oh God, we've been recording for so long. People are like, please let us go. Stop holding us hostage. Note to self,
one more.
Never cover all of them. I know. That's what I'm saying. We gotta get over this shit.
So but it's fun. A fun one because you already covered the first episode.
I did. What is it, Lindsay? What's our new show we're covering that
The Ones Within.
Yeah, sorry, shit on your opening.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't know you were still introducing it.
Yeah, no, sorry. That's my fault. Come on in with The Ones Within. We're covering this show because I can't stop watching it. I was like, Lindsay, check out these two. Let me know what you think. Otherwise, we'll just cover Maidens. I'm glad we're not covering Maidens.
This was like, I remember when I was watching it, I'm like, oh yeah, Dustin described this one. Oh yeah, he wants to be friends with the panda bear. Oh my God, Dustin didn't mention how cute the panda bear is.
Well, how am I supposed to get? The panda bear is very cute. Like, would you be like, oh, okay, I'm going to watch it.
Oh my God, he was giant and chubby, and he sneezed and had a little runny nose.
He's like a giant panda bear. I mean, pandas are cute. I just assumed it was implied. And the guy
wanted to, like, hug his paw. It was so cute.
Well, I mean, the panda theme continues in episode 2.
I'm glad it's not a one and done.
Yeah. I saw that picture, and I was just like, okay, you got me. I will be continuing to watch this show. You didn't Mystery Village me, so thank you. Thank you for that.
Oh, and Mr. Paca. Oh my God, I love him.
Isn't he great? Like when physical violence is threatened to him, he's just like, I gotta put peppers in your food. I was just like, that's weird. Right? Yeah. Isn't that? Is the bath scene in the first one or the second one?
The second one, where they're what do they call them? Packerins? The little
The flying
cameras.
Yeah.
So they're being recorded all the time, not just when they're doing a let's play game.
Yeah. So set up the stage for the second one. It's Lindsay's turn to talk.
Stage 3 is a nurturing game and a dating sim where they have to hatch a girl out of an egg and then make sure she gets along with this like popular guy.
She has to win the heart of the school idol.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. School idol. So they get the girl who's good at nurturing games and the guy who's good at dating sims. And then, of course, who's the main kid? I like him with his little white-haired streak. He is so cute and friendly and optimistic.
I know. He's just like, you're like, what's wrong with this guy?
I thought I would hate him, but I don't. I'm like, oh my God, what are you going to say now?
Yeah, he's pretty good. Akatsuki? Is that the one?
Oh, yeah, because the one girl calls him Aki.
Yeah, I'm just going to call him Aki because that's too hard to remember.
And so he wants to, he's like, hey, I'm having a great time. I want to be in on it.
Yeah, pretty sure he's going to volunteer for all of them. So.
Yeah. And then they got the guy who's like good at like fighting games.
Yeah, motorcycle, helmet, choking him out every time.
So they have to hatch the egg by all like surrounding it and hugging it and thinking about what they think like a cute girl is. And of course, like the nurturing one's like, oh, I want her to be kind and sweet. And then the motorcycle guy was like, I like school uniforms. And then Aki starts thinking of the cute panda.
He's like, I want to see the panda then, again.
The dating sim guy's like Afro.
Yeah. The dating sim guy was amazing. I love that guy.
Oh, yes. He's like him too.
I was just like, please don't change. Keep being like this. The whole season.
He won't say anything, and then the stuff he starts saying is like so random, and they're like, of all the things to say, that's what you're gonna pick.
Yeah. So how does this egg hatch, Lindsay? What comes out?
Well, they give birth to a cute girl in a school uniform with the head of a panda with an afro. And pretty much everyone except for like the nurture chick is horrified.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, as you grow and level them, they'll get cuter.
Yeah, that was funny when they showed like a sexier panda kind of. I was like, weird. Yeah. I mean, positive guy, he wasn't really offended. He was just confused, he seemed like. And then the motorcycle helmet guy was like, you were thinking about the fucking panda again. He's like, ah, it might be my fault.
But yeah, they were all like, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. Mom and dad love you. And then they start arguing over who the dad is. Yeah. It was just so random. And then they have to go to school with her so she can win the heart of the idol. And it's an all-girls school.
Best part.
And yes. So the motorcycle guy like kind of just... I guess just fights with the guards and gets kicked out of the whole stage.
Oh, well, yeah, of that part, I think. Because like, I think doesn't he just show back up at the end? Pretty sure.
Oh, no, it's after they clear it and he gives a cupcake to him.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he wolfs it. yeah, so he gets thrown out. So Aki and the dating sim guy like put bows in their hair.
And skirts over their pants. And skirts. Or at least the dating sim guy just has it over his pants. Like he's just like, whatever. Best character. Says nothing. Best character.
And then they get thrown out of, I think, cooking class. Because they're just really terrible.
Yeah.
So all the guys get thrown out. And then they find out who the school idol is. The teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he's awful.
He was so great though. He takes all the gifts and just throws them away. He's like, I deserve fine champagne.
Yeah.
And then the panda girl's just there. And she's like, I'm sorry. And he's like, how much did you hear? I'm gonna have to kill you.
And then who hits him in the head with a bottle?
Dating sim guy.
Dating sim guy.
Yeah.
I think the panda's like half in love with dating sim guy too.
No, she is, because we already know it at that point. I forget, like after she sees him in the skirt, she's just like, they're like, I think she's in love with him, and she's like, oh, I am. Like I was like, please let the panda girl stay for the rest of the season. Aww. She's amazing. She's amazing.
Lol, they and then yeah, they knock him unconscious, and I guess since she's nice to him still, and
Well,
has
he,
like his
yeah,
head in his lap, and
he falls in love with her still, and then wasn't it like he was pretending to be asleep or something though?
yeah, but he heard all the nice things she said, and he was like, "Oh,
Yeah. And then
so they completed
they
it,
complete the level, they clear the level.
and everything goes away, and the nurture chick kind of takes it a little hard."
Yeah. And then Scary Daddy, who was the motorcycle helmet guy.
Yes, God.
They're like, so she made this for you. And then so he eats it. He's like, it'd be wrong to waste it. And you could tell that he's totally come around on it. And you're just like, stupid. This is so stupid, but amazing. But you're missing the white-haired chick part. Well, and two of them go after Mr. Paca to find out what he's doing. Because they should
but
not
we don't
trust
hear from
that
them,
guy.
Right?
Yeah, we don't hear what they did. But then the crazy white-haired chick, who I'm just like, I'm just waiting for you to go nuts. Like, go crazy. She's like feeling out the female competition with the redhead chick.
Yes. Well, that's why I was a little confused at first. I was like, why is she kind of hitting on this chick when she very clearly likes Aki?
No, she's just feeling out the competition. Seeing, because
right, that's how, she said she was a guy.
Yeah, that
and
was
then
amazing.
I confused the girl.
You're skipping the part. So they go to a floor of the tower that's a bath. That's all a giant bath. And then they're naked and stuff. She's like, aren't you awfully close, even if we're both girls? And she's like, never said I was a woman. And she's like, what?
But you have boobs, and there's
yeah,
nothing
she just
down
stares
there.
At the boobs and then at her crotch, and she's just like, ha, I'm just joking. And then she checks the ratings, and the ratings went up. And she's like, I knew it. We went the ratings up. She's like, those fucking things are here. And then she gets angry and throws like a bucket at him or something and scares him away. So, and then, yeah, and then we see white haired chick's creepy closet of Aki photos. And you're just like,
that's right.
And I was like, how did you get those here? Like, someone, have you been that busy, or does someone need to explain this huge plot hole? But
she hasn't had to play a stage yet.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's had time to make a closet shrine.
A stalker closet shrine. Let's play stalker closet shrine. My ratings are high.
Is she good at? I can't remember.
No, I don't remember either. I think it was like
stalker games?
Puzzle games, though.
Oh.
There's no stalker game genre. Okay, that's
escape
just illegal.
From the cops.
I mean, one of them is good at escape room ones, but I think that's the redhead
that's
chick.
Aki.
Oh, is that Aki?
Yeah. I mean,
he doesn't seem to be escaping shit. He seems to just be like, whatever, peppers and panda girls. This is normal.
Like, let me get into everything and not escape from it.
Yep. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe in there because he always like clears the stage and like escapes the level. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I assume that's why. Is he's just like, I don't know, morbidly curious, but also whatever. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, he promised that girl he'd die in a fire with her, so. Really, that's if the show doesn't end with that, I will be disappointed. So, but this is the one. This is the one we're covering, people. The ones within. That's
hopefully
the one.
More pandas.
I got a feeling there's going to be more pandas for sure. Like, I just, my gut tells me pandas every episode in some way. If there's not, I might be a little disappointed. I don't understand the tone of the show still. I can't tell. If I should be afraid for these people's lives, or just let it ride out. just let it ride out. See how it goes.
Oh, and then the last group, that one that didn't want to play. So Mr. Paca put him in like that little tiny room till he like died.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know if that was real. I don't know if that was real.
And his little glowy eyes.
Yeah, that's dope. But again, that's why I don't know the, yeah, that's again, right there. That's the tone. Is it serious? Is it cute and fluffy? Who knows? We've gotten both.
Yeah, good pick. Good pick. I'm excited.
All right. Yeah. I just figured, you know, everyone's going to be talking about certain shows, but who's covering the ones within?
We are.
Giving you what you didn't know you needed. You need this show.
Need more pandas in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. That and I really don't have much to say about O Maidens, except for like two key scenes in both episodes. So, you know, whatever. We'll get there when we get there.
Okay.
But that will do it for us. You could find us on social media, Super S Anime, or you can find us on Buzzsprout, where you can download or listen to this podcast. We hope you're enjoying the quotes we pull from Instagram or whatever, or Twitter, however you found us. Leave us a review, a comment. Thank you for when you do. And hopefully you just share this with other anime fans or just people that want to hear two people talk about stuff that they like. I don't know. People do that? I assume they do that. They have to. Otherwise, podcasts would die as a genre. Lindsay, take us away.
見るタイツ